This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. We all know about the data being collected on us by advertisers while we're online, serving us ads that are more relevant to our interests. Sure, great. But take the amount of data and what companies can do with it to the extreme. Maybe your smart fridge tells a food company when you turn into a cookie monster, and suddenly you get a text from a cookie company. There are plenty of possibilities. This week, Washington University professor Ryan Kalo has written on the future of digital marketing in the Stanford Law Review.
When an entity has a ton of data about you, they can use that data in ways that are sometimes problematic. And what I'm looking at is whether all this information that companies are collecting may put consumers at times at a disadvantage.
What makes online advertising and targeted marketing different from, say, when I was a little kid seeing advertisements for Coca-Cola or Dunkaroos in between my Saturday morning cartoons?
Advertisers have always tried to make advertisements as appealing as possible. And, you know, sometimes what they do is they target a particular segment audience. But I think the way that digital marketing is headed, advertising will change based on the individual. There's research that suggests that people, their willpower is depleted over the course of the day. You know, that you make a lot of decisions, and at some point, you're just not as able to hold out.
Against the candy bar.
Against the candy bar, right? So imagine if you're this obese consumer who is trying to avoid snacking, and you know, ordinarily you can do so, but there's a particular time of day and a particular way that you get approached that's going to actually not lead you to resist. What if the corporation could figure that out, or an advertiser could figure that out and approach you at the exact right time and the exact right way that actually led you to overcome your willpower? Then you'd be eating more of something that arguably you shouldn't. And so there's all kinds of ways that your data, your face, anything about you might be used in a way that renders you vulnerable.
And perhaps there are sort of more broad impacts on society, on certain groups of people because of this very targeted advertising.
Increasingly, we buy things, we approach the marketplace through technology. You know, one phenomenon I think about is the idea of the Internet of Things, the idea that all your devices would be networked with one another, even your fridge. What additional data will that tell marketers about you, and will it allow them to approach you anytime, anywhere? And so, you know, it's the future of marketing in light of the tools available today that makes me a little concerned.
What's the solution?
Consumers are really being treated like guinea pigs, and under federal rules, like even guinea pigs have certain rights when they're being experimented on by scientists here at the University of Washington. Should corporations have to go through a version of that that's better suited to them to make sure that what they're doing is beneficial to the consumer and not harmful?
Ryan Kalo is a law professor at the University of Washington. Ryan, thank you.
Thank you for having me.